USA Radio News.
The former vice president is speaking out against President Biden. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The Faith and Freedom Coalition is wrapping up their conference. On Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence blasted President Biden.
In just 148 days, the Biden-Harris administration has unleashed a tidal wave of left-wing policies that threaten to wipe out all the progress that we made.
Most people cheered, but a few people booed him and chanted he was a traitor. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King. Sad news from the White House today. President Biden tweeted that his dog Champ, the eldest of the Biden's two German shepherds, passed away peacefully at their home. The Biden family saying, quote, "Our family lost our loving companion Champ today. He was our constant, cherished companion during the last 13 years.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Sad news from the White House today. President Biden tweeted that his dog Champ, the eldest of the Biden's two German shepherds, passed away peacefully at their home. The Biden family saying, quote, "Our family lost our loving companion Champ today. He was our constant, cherished companion during the last 13 years. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Robert Seislinger was 28 years old when he died just 6 days after Thanksgiving in 1950 while serving in the Korean War. The 28-year-old Army First Lieutenant reportedly died fighting enemy forces in North Korea. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency says his remains could not be recovered. But 3 years ago, his remains were among those in 55 boxes the North Koreans turned over to the U.S. The Pittsburgh native laid to rest Friday at Arlington National Cemetery, also awarded a Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Over 100 family and friends in attendance. Still, over 7,600 Americans who fought in Korea remain unaccounted for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Democrats and Republicans are still trying to negotiate a deal on infrastructure. The newest proposal is $1 trillion. Democrats want to increase taxes on wealthier individuals. Republicans want to use unspent COVID relief funds. President Biden said he'd like to see bipartisan action on infrastructure, but next week, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer will start exploring reconciliation, which would allow Democrats to only need more than 50% to pass the bill. With 45% of the total U.S. population vaccinated, there's growing concerns about the Delta variant as COVID-19 vaccination rates slow down. Hospitalization numbers are increasing again. Celeste Winters is a respiratory therapist at the University of Rochester Medical Center in upstate New York.
I am still putting patients on life support machines because they're non-vaccinated and becoming very ill.
Juneteenth celebrations are underway across America. The day is recognized for the first time as a national holiday. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee presided over the Juneteenth bill this week in its final House vote.
A little child will ask, "What is Juneteenth in 2025? And someone will be able to say, "America had a brutal history of slavery, but yet on this day, we were able to be free."
The holiday commemorates the day in 1865 when the last slaves in Texas were told they were freed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.